Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's happening, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Sin City Radio. It's your man, Father Time. You see,
Yo,
I got
up?
Online with me today. What's up, man?
What it do, what it do?
Computer down, man. Computer down.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm like, what the hell's going on? What's happening, Liquor Show?
Hey, how's it going on?
She don't like villains. Vic, what up, dude?
What it do?
What's going on, people?
I got all kind of problems going on over here.
Y'all was cutting it kind of close, wasn't y'all?
Man.
What happened to the
really?
Yeah, what happened to the music?
I got all kind of problems going on over here. But y'all know me. I will fix it. And here we go.
The hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio. Call her late today.
Hey, I'm not up, man.
Janine, what's good, baby?
Hello, how's everybody doing?
I'm sick.
Chilly.
Hey, man, let me ask you, you think I can get paid, man?
For doing what?
Man, I worked in this unit today, dog, and I can't fucking, man. It felt like I couldn't fucking breathe when I came out that motherfucker.
What was you working with? Chemicals or something?
Man, yeah, they were like shellacking a tub, and man, that shit just went. I mean, I was cool. Dude, I damn near had to pull over on the highway just because I couldn't breathe. Like, it just got caught in my chest or something.
Damn. Was it mold in the apartment?
No, no, no. They had to reglaze the tub, you know, like, you know. Motherfucking, it's just, this shit went right. I gotta go right back in that motherfucker tomorrow. I don't want to gross nobody out, but I literally had to make myself throw up to feel better.
Damn, I used to spray paint them motherfuckers.
They don't spray paint it. They put this, like, glaze on that. I don't know what the fuck it's called, man. Shit ain't right.
That shit to make it shine?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. I ain't never had to work with that shit.
Yeah, we had to work over because the people moving in tomorrow. So, I don't. And I'm like, well, why the fuck y'all couldn't just give him another unit? But nevertheless, what's good, people?
Chilling. Yeah. Hey, how was y'all's Father's Day?
Mine was lovely. Went to go see Superman, which I must say is a great movie.
What about you,
Tom?
How was your Father's Day?
It was a bittersweet day, I guess. I mean, you know, yeah, your good points, yeah, your bad points.
God damn, man, you like the motherfucking Grinch.
Man.
God,
I mean,
you fuck the pick up bill or something, motherfucker. God damn.
Nah, man, you know, I'm
like,
well,
he lost his dog. Like, his dog yesterday.
Father's Day is like, okay, you got the point of the fact that, you know, your kids, but when you don't have your father with you, it's like a bittersweet day. You know what I'm saying?
All right, I guess I can feel that.
You know, I mean, I don't know, man. Maybe it's just me, but it's like that particular day is questions in your head that you won't answer, that you know that never could be answered, and, you know, sometimes put you in a fucked up mood.
Man, it was beautiful. I got drunk as hell. First time I've been drunk in a long time. I was fucked up. On Saturday, though, I celebrated on Saturday. Had a little barbecue, some people over and shit. Whooping ass and some beer and some dominoes.
So did you meet the boy?
Nah, man. No, I didn't meet him, man.
Why you didn't meet the boy?
I was told he had to work. So. That's what I stuck with. You know what I mean? I mean, I didn't reveal my plan or nothing like that, so, you know. Who knows? But today they ain't talking, so that might be a good thing.
Don't say that.
I'm just saying.
Damn, already?
Already. They ain't talking.
What you do?
I ain't do shit.
Yeah.
I ain't even met the boy. I ain't do shit. I don't know his mama, none of that shit.
Mm-hmm.
So it's more like what he do. You got to do something. You know what I mean? You know, that's a good question, man. Why, when it comes to your kids and their relationships, it's always what the other person do. It's never your kid. Anybody ever notice that?
Yeah.
Like, your kids break up with somebody,
And your first question is, what did they do? Not what did you do, is what did they do? Well, what did they do? Did he lie?
Mm-hmm. That's because that's your kid.
Because it's your kid.
In your eyes, your kids don't do nothing.
That's right.
No, I ain't say that. I can't say that. I can't say in my eyes my kids don't do shit. I know my kids can be some badass when they want to.
Right, but I'm saying, though, if they broke up with a motherfucker, your first question is, well, what did he do?
You know, that depends which kid am I talking about. Honestly, now that oldest one of mine, shit. That motherfucker, that's evil ass little girl.
Apple don't fall far from the tree.
Yeah. You know what? And if she was old, if she, I know what she'd be thinking if she heard you say that. She wouldn't say it to you, but I'm gonna say it to you, nigga. Fuck you.
The truth will set you free.
All right, man, check this out. Okay. I don't know, man. Maybe I am in this Grinch type of mood, but I mean, have you just ever just got tired of people, man? It's just like everybody in the world just trying to tell you some shit. It just really just to the point where it just got on your last nerves. Like, would you just get some mother? You know what I'm saying? Get you some business to stay the fuck up out of mind.
I go through that shit all the time. Motherfuckers always worry about what's going on in your house instead of their own.
I think that's the point I'm at now. I'm at that point where it's just like, get you some business to stay the fuck up out of mind.
What the hell is that?
What about your little kid?
Okay.
I'm like a little kid about to get their ass beat.
Hey, we say no to violence.
No, we don't.
No, we don't.
I do.
Nah, I don't. Fuck a kid
don't.
Up.
Kick his ass. Beat him.
Fuck the kid up.
Beat that motherfucker. They have a ride for the child, goddammit. That's why they so goddamn bad now.
You know what? That's a lot of tough talk coming from you, considering you never got whoopings growing up.
Who?
You didn't get whoopings until you got in the fifth grade.
Oh, well, that's
because
I was a good kid until I was in the fifth grade.
No, motherfucker. No. Motherfucker, you didn't get.
I was
you
a
ain't
kid.
No, you wasn't, motherfucker. You just didn't get
whooped. I was corrupted by my younger cousin.
I don't know who that might be.
Sound like he's talking about you, bro.
I ain't want to point no fingers
at that. I got my ass beat. He did. I got my ass beat and he cried one day. I was like, shut the fuck up.
I was a good kid.
I wanted to beat the shit out of him that day. Every time she hit me, he cried.
I was so glad she wore herself up and whooping your ass. Whew. That was for telling on me for jumping out the window too, motherfucker.
Motherfucker, that's why I told on you because I kept getting in trouble for you.
I didn't do nothing. I was a good kid.
What up?
Yeah.
No, man. But I'm just saying. I mean, how do you come out of that? How do you come out of that funk?
You just ignore motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Just ignore them. Shit.
You know what's going on in your household, and you know how to run, how you want to, how your household runs. So fuck them.
That's just it. It's not my household. It's just like everyday life. It's like everyday life is like. I mean.
Oh, really?
Man.
Fuck them. This shit.
No, I mean, because it's like you can't say fuck them because, like, okay, that's just like with your kids. You can't say fuck your kids, but it's like. So much shit goes on with your kids that it just like finally just get just like weighs on your brain. It's like, God damn, what the fuck?
Shit, I be wanting to say fuck my kid a lot, but you can't.
You can't.
You know what I'm saying? Well, you gotta, you know, deal with the attitudes and shit, man.
Okay,
and you
now,
got
but now,
friends.
Now, hold on, dog, before you finish that. All right, I hear what you're saying, but just imagine, you got one kid, I got multiple. But just imagine her times four.
I can't.
That's what
I can't. I can't imagine that.
Just imagine your baby mama times two.
Oh, I definitely can't imagine that.
I don't have to imagine it. I already got a headache thinking about it.
I'd be and kill myself. I can't take it. Motherfuckers driving me to drink.
And what happens? All right, dog. I'll push this out. What happens when that's not even working no more?
Oh, you need a break.
You need a hug
or something.
First nigga run up trying to hug me, I'm going to smack the shit out of him.
Might want to smoke you some weed or something. I'm not a weed advocate, but goddamn.
Okay. All right, well,
you need a break.
You said what?
You need a weekend break.
Drink
okay,
a
well,
beer.
Let me ask the ladies. Ladies, what do y'all suggest? We'll start with you, ladies. So what do you suggest?
Well, when you had it up to here with what other people got to say?
I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's not just what people have to say. It's the actions. It's the actions and your constant reactions and the actions. So, like I said, you can't turn your head away from your child. But then if there's certain actions by their parent, by the mother or whatever the case is, you got to constantly keep dealing with. I mean, you know, you get to the point everybody got a boiling point, and if I'm finally at mine, what do I do?
Nah, well, you know, you can't cut your kids out, but you can cut that other adult off. I mean, you know.
How?
And it just has to. You don't have no contact with that other adult. I mean, you know what I'm saying? You do for your kids. You're not doing for their parent, you know, the other parent. And so, you know, if y'all not together, your responsibility ain't to the parent. Your responsibility is to the kids. So, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
When that other party calls.
How do you cut that parent? I mean, if she's not an adult, if the child's not an adult, how can you cut her off? How can you cut her off? At some point, you and her still got to deal with each other, or you and him still got to deal with each other.
No, that's when, you know what I'm saying, drop and runs come into the situation. I don't have shit to say to your mama. I don't have shit to say to your daddy. You know what I'm saying? You just need to make sure the motherfucker is home so I can drop you off or however that goes. And you don't have to have words with that person if you fed up to that point. You don't. You don't, because like I said, your obligation and your responsibility ain't to the other parent.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? You do your part for the kid, and to hell with what the other parent has to say about it, how they feel about it, what they think, you know.
Hey, goes back to what I said 2 weeks ago. You ain't got to have no conversation with them.
Okay. Jadine, you still here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, what do you say?
suggestion, take a break. Do something for yourself. I'm not saying, you know, get the kids out of your life, but there's always where, as an adult, we need our own path. I mean, for the rest of our lives, we're going to be taking care of somebody. You know what I'm saying? But sometimes you have to take the time out for yourself. Sometimes we become so consumed with doing for everybody else, we forget about ourselves.
That's a good point.
You have to be okay with doing things for yourself. You know, some people feel guilty, you know, if they do something for themselves. But you shouldn't feel guilty. You know, as a parent, we give up a lot, taking care of kids and, you know, other people, helping friends and all this and that. You know, sometimes you have to be that selfish and do something for you.
I agree with you 100%. Because when I was buying points, I was being selfish. I remember somebody saying that. You know, I was doing for myself.
Nobody said you couldn't buy no points. You said how many points you bought was excessive.
I'm just saying. You know, I was trying to do for myself for once. I got called selfish and a few other things. I'm just playing. No, but I do agree with you. You do need to take time out for yourself. You know, treat yourself to something nice. I don't see nothing wrong with that every once in a while.
That's why I said he need a weekend to breathe, man.
Motherfucker, you've been selfish your whole fucking life.
And I'm going to stay motherfucking selfish. I have got done with it.
Why you call him color black around this motherfucker?
No, I said he
always did for yourself.
Didn't you hear me say that's why I said he need to take a day for himself. And no, I do for my friends too, motherfucker. I'm a good friend. I can be a dick, but I'm always there for my friends.
I mean, nobody is saying for one day like you cannot answer your phone. Why do you have to answer it? It's your phone. They will call you with the same question or the same debate they want to talk about the next day. You know what I'm saying? It's not like they're going to forget.
Yeah, but now I have to disagree with you on that one. Because, you know, if your baby mama calling, you know, it could be emergency.
I mean, she will leave a message. Am I correct?
But nine times out of ten, it can be some bullshit, too.
I'm just saying, if it's an emergency, more than likely, we will leave a message. I'm saying it's not going to kill you if you don't answer your phone for a day.
I agree. It ain't going to kill them either. And if the shit is important enough, they'll leave a message.
Exactly. And you will know if it's important or what's it about. And you will know if they don't leave a message, then it wasn't important because they would have left one.
Okay.
You know, I
use that
in my everyday life. Shit, I don't feel like talking, I'm not answering the phone.
Let me ask this. Okay, I hear that y'all saying all this, and, you know, I'm talking to the ladies. As ladies, have y'all ever been without your child? Have anybody ever tried to take y'all child away from y'all?
Let's see.
I mean, not the state, not the state, I mean, just somebody. And they had, I mean, you literally had to go through all type of channels to get your child back.
Are you talking like another parent or the state?
No, a parent. Like the other parent tried to take the child from you. You had to go through all these different channels to try to get your child back. Have there, anybody been? Have any ladies been through that?
No, not to go through no whole bunch of channels to get them that, but I've had, you know, somebody try to steal the gear from me.
But on that note, though, Cass, too many women not going to go through that unless they really, really fucked up.
Yeah, more than the woman.
Exactly, and I mean, you know, because I mean, my whole thing is this. I mean, and not, you know, this ain't, you know, of course, it's not directed to none of y'all, but a lot of people, you know, is like, you know, it's quick to say, well, you should do this, you should do that, but then it's like, if you, it's so hard when you got in time, and you can attest to this. It's hard when you, like, I mean, when it's something that you love so much, I mean, beyond, I mean, you love this person beyond yourself. When you love this person beyond yourself and you, I mean, and somebody, not once, not twice, but this is a constant thing. The whole time this child's been born, it's a constant barrage of this woman or, you know, to that point, just constantly trying to poison your child mind or constantly trying to take that child away from you. I mean, it gets to the point where it just wears in emotionally to a point. You know what? I'm going to put it like this. You know how we could never feel, we would never know how it feels to go through labor? I don't think y'all would ever know how it feels, the pain to feel for someone to take your child. And, I mean, constantly. It's a constant fight. I mean, it's a fight to a point where then sometimes you actually do feel like giving up.
Yeah, I felt like giving up a couple of times.
I mean, you know, and it's hard. It's hard. It's hard. It's hard when you, you know, then not to mention that you also, not only are you trying to deal with that, then you got other things that you got to deal with. You know, the world don't stop because you upset.
You know what, dog? It goes like this, man. I'm going to break it all the way down for you, dog. First of all, it's the source. It's the source from where you're getting your information from. If you're getting your information from a motherfucker that don't do shit for his kids anyway, disregard that source. You know what I mean? You go to a motherfucker that is doing for his kids, and you talk to him. You know what I mean? That's like me trying to tell Janine how to be a woman. I ain't no fucking woman. How the fuck can I tell her how to be a woman? And how the fuck can Joe Blow tell you your situation with your kids when he don't give a fuck about his kids? But he trying to tell you what you should do. That's the source, man. That's all it is. Talk to motherfuckers that know.
I understand that, but a lot of times, I mean, that's just it. I mean, that's probably my biggest problem. I don't talk. I mean, I talk to you, but other than that, I mean, I really don't talk to nobody about it. It's just, I can keep it bottled in.
Well, you can't do that. That shit ain't healthy.
Yep.
That shit, keeping shit bottled in is not healthy at all. Because when it come out, it's going to come out at the wrong time.
You ain't explosive, right.
And then you're going to say some shit that you really don't fucking mean. Because now you didn't explode it. And then tomorrow you're going to regret what you said. So it's best to talk that shit out at that particular time. You know what I mean? Because I'm another motherfucker. I keep shit bottled up too. But then when it come out, you know what I'm saying, I regret the shit. Because it could have been some shit we could have talked about, you know what I'm saying, 2 years ago. But I'm holding it in. I'm holding it in. Then it finally comes out. You know what I'm saying? Now, I'm apologizing the next day because I said some shit that I didn't mean, and it was out of anger. But it all came out.
Okay. I got another question. Now, I'm gonna switch. I'm not gonna talk about children. I'm gonna talk about friends. When do you know you've outgrown a friend?
When do you know what?
I said, when do you know when you've outgrown a friend?
you outgrown a friend?
Yeah, I mean, y'all outgrown each other. I mean, it's like you've been around this person for so long, but you see the changes, and it's like, okay, well, this is a change. He's changing for the good, or he's changing for the bad. Whatever the case, you and him ain't clicking no more, and you and her not clicking no more. I mean, but because of the longevity that y'all been friends, you constantly deal with it.
But you know what? That's a question only you can answer.
I mean, okay.
only the person that's going through that with the friend can answer that question. Because either you're going to fuck with them or you're not.
All right.
But only you can answer that. You know what I mean?
Okay, I mean, I understand what you're saying, but okay, well, let's ask the lady. Yeah, do y'all feel the same way?
Well, I had a friend that she and I outgrew one another. It was kind of like, you know, when we were kids, we did the same shit or whatever, and then, you know, we both grew up and we both started going to school, but, you know, like what she wanted out of life and what I wanted out of life, you know, we just started to see was two different things. It was kind of just like, We ran out of room in each other's lives, you know what I'm saying, for one another. And it just, like, the friendship didn't end on any bad terms. Like, if I seen her today, you know what I'm saying, we'd still be cool, maybe hang out or something like that. But it's just not the, you know, the ace, boom, coon type of relationship that we once had. And it was like, with her, it was like I started to realize she needed me way more than I could ever, you know what I'm saying, need her. Like, if you need to spend the night over my house, okay, you cool. You can, but you don't have anywhere that I can come to, you know what I'm saying, if I need to spend the night out or whatever, if I need to get away. It was like she became a little bit too needy for the friendship, and then we just, you know, we started wanting different things and having a different view. So that's how I knew.
Okay. All right. Janine? You got anything? Any situation similar to that?
I mean, yeah, I think we've all been through it. You know, sometimes at one point in your life, you're doing a certain thing, and the next point in your life, you change and then you're doing something different, and it might not be on the same page as that person. You might want to live your life a totally different way. That don't mean you don't have no love for that person no more. It just means that, you know, y'all living two different lives. So, therefore, I mean, what would be the reason to, you know, you don't have to hang out with that person all the time. Well, I think that happens to everybody.
Okay, I guess my question is, how do you know when it's like, okay, like, you know, here it is. It's time. It's time. You know, how do you know? How can you actually sit there and say, okay, it's time to quit hanging with this person? I mean, I heard
when you thinking in your head, I really don't want to go hang with this person. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you have to keep thinking, every time this person wants you to go out with them, like, fuck, I don't even want to go. You know what I'm saying? And you keep saying to yourself, I really don't want to hang out with this person. I really don't want to go over here. I really don't. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It just might be the way that person is and the things that they do when y'all hang out. You don't want to be a part of it. So when you constantly saying that to yourself, why keep putting yourself in that situation?
Yeah.
When you know you don't even want to be there.
Especially if it's not one of the...
Go ahead.
I was going to say, if it's not one of them things where, you know what I'm saying, because sometimes you don't feel like going out, but once you get there, you glad you went. If it's not that kind of situation, right, you know what I'm saying, and you figure that out once, twice, thrice, okay, three strikes.
Well, I just think if you don't want to fuck with nobody, don't fuck with them.
Yeah.
That solves all your problems. Just say fuck it. You know what I'm saying? But if you're going to say fuck it, you can't be like next week.
Okay, but
you're trying to hang out.
okay, I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying. And it brings me back to the way that, you know, I got this mentality that, you know, and honestly, this is just like the honest way I think. It's like when it comes to me, everything is supposed to be black and white. But with other people, it's like I'm supposed to see shades of gray. And it's like, how do you get somebody to see what you're seeing? You know, how do you get somebody to feel what you're feeling? I mean, because my thing is this. Can I finish, brother? Can I finish? Like, okay, if I got, okay, Tama, I got, you know what I'm saying, I love you like a brother. If I see that, if I see you going down a bad path, you know what I'm saying? And I'm constantly telling you, dog, look here, I mean, this ain't working, you know, this ain't working for you. And you see it, you know it, but then it's just like you just keep on ignoring every fucking thing I'm saying. But then, at the end of the day, when you hit rock bottom, the first thing you do is you stick your hand out to me. Now, okay, you supposed to be, you like my brother, so, you know, do I turn, do I snatch my hand away from you?
That's a tough question, man.
You know, can I say something? I got to say, there comes a point where, you know what I'm saying, you have to cut people off. You have to, because not that you want to turn your back on them, but because it's what's best for your life. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, if that person, you know, if you, like you said, when they hit rock bottom, they got their hand out to you. Well, if you're going through something, they can't reciprocate that. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, shit, and there comes a point where you have to, because it's what's best for you.
Okay. I mean, I hear what everybody's saying. I'm hearing everybody, and I'm assuming that everybody practicing what they preaching.
I know.
Go ahead.
You can't have people. You want people to see what you see. But that rarely happens. Rarely, rarely, rarely does that happen. You always want, you know, sometimes people see things in us that we don't see, and we see things, but people are going to live their lives the way they want to live them, regardless of what we say. We could say whatever we want and keep trying to help them and keep trying to help them as much as we want. They still going to live their life, but here you is, you done stopped your life. To keep helping this person, keep helping, and they're not even listening to you. You see what I mean? So it comes a point in your life when you have to stop and say, why am I doing this? Yes, I love them as a friend, but if they're not even taking heed to what I'm saying to them, why should I keep doing it? Why do you keep doing it? Because to me, then it's like you're doing it to yourself, because they don't care.
Wick?
Especially if it's the same issue that you keep on hearing about it. Like it never changes. It's the same humdrum. Like, nigga, I told you last time.
Wick?
Exactly.
What?
Exactly.
I hope you're listening.
Who, me? You ain't talking about me. I'm fine. I'm happy. I'm happy. You know, I'm the one that can take it. I know. What I do choose to do because I want to do it. If I'm happy with it, and I'm living good, I'm not fucking up, everybody else should be happy too. If you're not, I got two words for you.
That's a perfect example. That's how people feel. Everybody has their opinion,
you know.
Yeah.
But if I'm functional, I'm not losing my job over what I do. I'm not out here starting no fights or going to jail. I stay in my crib and enjoy myself and stay out of trouble. I'm happy. So the person should be happy for me.
Yeah,
I'm not getting in no trouble with anything I do.
I'm gonna archive this show so you can hear what Janine said earlier.
But I mean, but even if you were, okay, even if you were getting in trouble with,
if I was getting in trouble and if I really was hurting somebody, then mm-hmm. I'd make the choice to choose and stop.
But it would be your choice. But it would
it
be
would
your
be
choice,
my,
right?
It would be my choice, though.
Exactly.
That's the only,
and
that's
if you
the
decide
only way
that,
gonna work.
Exactly. And if you decide that that's what you're going to continue to do, then that's what you're going
to
continue to do, right?
You could, like, exactly. You could take a person to the well. You cannot make them drink out of it.
Mm-hmm.
If I push your head in the fucking bucket, you're going to drink.
And then what's that going to accomplish? Now you're forcing this person to do something that they don't want to do. That makes you the bad guy.
But it don't matter, though. You know what I'm saying? If it's for that person's overall health or overall mental state, then sometimes that's what you got to do. You got to force a motherfucker to do some shit they don't want to do.
But
sometimes you got to do that.
But the only person that can judge is he that don't got no glass windows. You
I live in a brick house.
He
well,
went to church or something.
I'm just being honest with it. That's why I don't get upset anymore. That's why I'm stress free. I'm happy now. Cause I know how the world fucks up. Everybody always wants you to do the things that they think is good for you.
Okay, that may be true, but if you got 4 or 5 motherfuckers telling you the same thing, don't you think you should listen?
First,
you know what I'm saying? If everybody's telling me,
listen. Yeah, but if you don't see it yourself, no, you're not going to listen.
But that's a prime example right there. That's a perfect point. Usually, motherfuckers on the outside looking in see the shit that you don't see.
Or they see shit that they want to see because it might be something particular that's going on in their way, but what's going on with what you're doing is a lot worse, so they see what they want to see. Some people just do that it can go, it's many, many ways, man. You know.
Okay, public service announcement, y'all. Worser is not a word. Here at Sin City, we try to use correct grammar and English. Worser is not a word.
You try,
thank
but
you
don't do it yourself. Practice what you preach.
Oh, God. God, I don't think worser, motherfucker. Worser?
Well, you know what the hell I see.
No, but seriously, man, seriously. Okay, if I'm walking around, I'm smoking weed all day, every day. All day,
mm-hmm.
every day. To me, it's
uh-huh.
not a problem. Hey, it's not a problem to me, okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But let's say my brother comes to me and says, man, you smoke too damn much. All right, I'm going to flare it off. Okay, whatever, motherfucker. And then
okay.
guys come to me, damn, man, you, every time I see you smoking.
Okay.
Now, that's 2 people that didn't told me. Even though
okay.
I don't see it yet. 2 people didn't already told me that. And then you roll up on me. Damn, man, you smoking another motherfucking blunt?
Okay.
That's 3 people.
But okay,
maybe I smoke too much.
Okay, but no, but why people say, what makes that person able to say you smoke too much? Is this person going to work? Is this person still paying his bills? Is this person
these
care
the motherfuckers
of,
that see me every day.
No. But is this person taking care of everything he needs to take care of? Is he taking care of his life duties, but he also smokes?
He can't be taking care of everything he needs to take care of if he always fucking high.
Why not?
How could I be taking care of everything I need to take care of if I'm always fucking high? I ain't buying shit but weed. All my money's going to weed because I stay high every day.
No, you got to go for food because if you smoke weed, you're going to eat. So, yeah, you're going to have groceries in your house.
Oh, right. I'm going to take my food stamps and go buy a whole bunch of candy and shit.
And if you, no, you want real food nowadays. That's a lie there. You think you just going to eat candy. Munchies, you want real food. Number 2, if you buying weed every day, you got to have a job.
That ain't true.
Well, then that person, yeah, something wrong with them. They fucked up. Just cause you enjoy it don't mean you supposed to fuck up your life. Then, yeah, you got a problem there. You still supposed to work and make sure your house is taken care of and shit like that. And I know a lot of people that smoke weed every day and still function real, real good and take care of their family. So, yes, it can be done. Now, other drugs, I can't speak on.
Don't touch on the dead drugs, Mother.
Well, it sounds like me like you take a shit a little personal, bro. I was speaking about you, man.
No, I'm speaking on just on the point on for the one.
You know that old saying, if the shoe fit, wear it.
Hey, I'm wearing mine proudly. I tell you that every goddamn day. I put my shoes on proudly with it and gonna keep on. I told you in my hospital bed they're gonna hook up me a damn IV of beer.
And in my mask
they're gonna have me some goddamn Kush. My oxygen tank thing gonna be a Kush tank.
You got issues, man.
Yes, I do.
But let's change it up a little bit, man. Let's change it up. I'm about to give y'all a love and hip hop update. Anybody see it last night?
Nope.
Nobody saw the show last night? Damn, I'm the only motherfucker that watched Love and Hip Hop.
Watch that goddamn crazy shit.
I caught some of it today while my daughter was watching. I caught a little bit of it.
Did you see Stevie J? Stevie J gave Mimi a BMW.
Yeah, I heard.
He gave her a BMW.
He bought her a BMW.
Okay.
And
now,
then she kicked Nico to the curb.
Yeah, but and then she talked about the Rolex that he bought her. Like I don't like you know that ain't no shit I want.
Mimi was the wife.
Was her Stevie J married?
No, I don't think they was, man. I'm thinking about Rashida. But I do want to talk about the Rolex thing. Okay, now, ladies, let me ask y'all a question. If I buy you a Rolex, what the fuck are you complaining for? I just bought you a $40,000 watch.
What?
And you mad because my watch look better than yours? My watch got diamonds and yours don't? What the fuck is that? I mean, is that being, like, selfish and immature? To me, it is.
Yeah,
yeah.
And unappreciative.
Yeah.
That's one of
the greatest messages.
Good word.
Of the world.
Good word. Wick, unappreciative is actually a word in the dictionary.
So I say that's one of the greatest
mysteries.
Now, see, you need to listen. I said that's one of the greatest mysteries of the world. I was talking about why was she ungrateful. Listen to the whole thing.
No, I'm just letting you know. You know, she used the word unappreciative.
I'm just saying,
in the dictionary. It's not like worser. You know, worser is not in the dictionary. But I'm just fucking with you, dog. But I do agree. That's very unappreciative. $40,000 watch.
Okay,
and then you
go
sit there and say yours look better than mine.
Wait a minute. I didn't know what she said. I was going in and out. I didn't know what she said, but I seen her like had this real fucked up look on her face, like when he gave her the watch. Is that what she literally said? Like, damn, your watch look better than mine.
That's what she said, dude. No lie. She said, "Why does your watch have diamonds and mine don't?" That's what she asked me. She got a $40,000 watch on her wrist talking about why mine ain't got no diamonds and yours do. Give me my watch back. Fuck you. Fuck you.
What did he say?
I didn't have to buy you a goddamn thing.
What did he say?
He said he liked the way hers looked. Or I liked the way it looked. I thought it would look nice on you. Why you worried about my motherfucking diamonds? You know what I mean?
Okay,
I thought she was immature for that shit, man.
So then after that, Stevie J came in with the BMW and gave her a car. Well, why did he even give her the car?
He had a conversation with Arian. Arian crying, you know, telling him that, you know, she's not happy. She's still upset about, you know, what you did to her as far as with Jocelyn going all that shit. And then he come on talking about, well, you know, if Mimi ain't happy, I just want to make sure she's happy. And he showed up with a fucking car. You know what I'm saying? He's trying to get her back. He told Benzino he want her back. You heard what?
I heard that Stevie J told him that Rolex ain't real.
He said it was fake because it was ticking. Said this shit sounded like a bomb. They was about to squad. That motherfucker was about to stand up. But you know, them big motherfuckers got in there, broke that shit up real quick. Because the Nico dude was like, well, you know, we can handle this like men. And Stevie J like, that's the only way I handle it. You know, he was upset. You know, he kissed Mimi in front of him and shit. You know, and that's another thing, ladies. Let me ask y'all a question: if you dealing with somebody, you know what I'm saying? You dealing with somebody, y'all go out. Why the fuck would you invite your ex?
Because I'm trying to start a fight. That's why.
She's trying to
show off her new man to her old man.
She actually invited Stevie J to his video release party. This is Nico's party.
What I'm not understanding, like I said, I didn't get a chance to really watch the show because, like I said, I was going in and out. But if she invited Stevie to make him jealous. But it seemed like she was more leaning towards Stevie than Nico.
She was. She kicked him to the curb after Stevie J left.
So, right. So it was like, is she saying she wants Stevie back?
She ain't over Stevie, man. She ain't over him. I think she want him back. He already said he want her back because he broke up with Jocelyn. So now he want Mimi back. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know what she was thinking. I mean, I don't understand. You know, that's like me inviting my ex-wife to my wife's birthday party. What kind of shit is that? You know what I'm saying?
Y'all sound like my grandma talking about all my children.
This shit don't make no sense to me. I'm not understanding it. I'm not understanding it, man. That shit is a fucking soap opera, dog. But you know what? Millions of motherfuckers watch that shit every Monday. I ain't gonna lie, because I'm one of them. I watch that shit every fucking week. Got that shit set on DVR just in case I ain't here. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna get my love in hip-hop. Because, I mean, to be honest with you, to me, love and hip-hop, that's everyday life. Even though, you know, these motherfuckers got money, but it's still shit that I can relate to. You know what I mean? Like the blood test. You know, you pregnant, oh, well, shit, what you telling me for? You know what I'm saying? Shit like that. You know, the average motherfucker can relate to those kind of subjects because it's shit you go through all the time. Well, not all the time as far as pregnancy shit go. But it's shit that you can relate to. You know what I'm saying? You can relate to that, dog. You had somebody tell you, oh, I'm pregnant, and it ain't yours. You know what I'm saying? You can. The average motherfucker can relate to what they be talking about on that show.
Is like that, man.
You already brought it up on the show, man.
I'm joking,
but you're right. You're right. I apologize. You are correct.
I'm cool. But let me ask you. Janine, you watch the show, right?
I haven't been. I watch it every, you know.
I mean,
every
you
so
have
often
watched.
I watch. Yeah, I have.
Also,
mm-hmm.
You have watched the show before.
Yeah.
So you say you don't particularly care for the show. You don't watch it, do you?
Mm-mm, I'm not saying
that. Okay. All right, well, Janine, I'm going to have a little fun with you. You know all the characters on there. You know they attitude and all of that.
Yeah.
Okay. If you had to compare Father Time to a character on there, who would he be?
I already know my character.
Hold on.
I already know who me.
Hold on, dog. Hold on. Who would he be?
Great minds think alike, Janine.
What'd you say?
I said great minds think alike.
Okay.
That's a good question.
Okay.
I don't know, because I only know. I think when I'm saying, I only seen like three of the guys.
Which three have you seen?
Stevie J. That one girl's husband, the one that got into a fight with the other girl.
Scrappy.
Yeah, her husband. And what's the other rapper who his girl always get into with his mama?
That's Scrappy.
Oh, that's Scrappy.
That's just, yeah. I just remember that from y'all talking about it.
Other girl is the one that got into a fight. Well, she was getting ready she threw a candle or something on the girl, and then she went home and told her husband or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, that's Kirk.
Okay.
Yeah,
I don't know their name. But them
okay.
The only three men I know on the show.
Okay. Okay, well, I mean, if you have to, if you just had to pick somebody.
It wouldn't be man one of them motherfuckers.
Hold on, man. You can't. Come on, dog. Listen, come on. You can't say shit. You can't tell nobody who they be.
You mean out of them three, which one would I pick?
I mean, whoever. I mean, I guess if them the only three you know, then them the only three you know.
I just don't know.
I would lean more towards Scrappy, I guess. Okay. All right, dog. That's you. If you had to pick a character just based on from this show, if you had to pick a character for Janine, who would she be?
For Janine?
Yeah.
Janine would be Kate Michelle to me. She's more of the Kate Michelle type. Kate Michelle or Jocelyn, one of those two.
I'm going to lean towards Jocelyn. I'm going to lean towards Jocelyn because Janine seems like that she would just go off like a firecracker.
Well, Kate Michelle do that too, though. She always stepping on somebody.
Yeah, but Jocelyn actually gets physical. Okay. Okay, dog. All right. I'm gonna let you pick it. Okay, let's go with. If you had to pick one of the characters that best describes me.
Wait a minute. Let me do Liquor Stove. Liquor Stove is more like the Aryan. She would be more like the Aryan one.
Well, she don't know none of the characters, so it's, you know,
I
that's
know, but
fine.
I wanted to include her, man.
Well, that means you can start watching the goddamn show. No, I'm just fucking with you. Okay, dog. All right, dog. If you had to give me one.
Man, you'd be Stevie J, man. Damn. Happy. That's all you wanted to hear, motherfucker.
I don't think that I would be him.
You bullshit, man. You a womanizer, motherfucker. You've been a womanizer your whole life. You Stevie J, motherfucker. Making a little rock faces and everything.
I'll make
talking about is your bus. She on my bus.
All right, Janine. Do you agree with him?
Yeah.
She don't even know you as long as I have. Ain't that a bitch?
Okay. Well, Doc, you know who I would pick? I would pick as you.
I already know, but go ahead.
Benzino.
Exactly. Exactly, all day long.
You would be Benzino.
I agree with you 100%. I relate so much to him, his character on the show, rather.
Okay.
Just that laid back.
Yeah, why do you think I picked Benzino?
Because Benzino, he's that laid-back motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Everybody always coming to Benzino, and he always give good-ass advice. He do, and he ain't never in no bullshit. He ain't never in the bullshit.
Yes,
but
he
always squashing the bullshit. He always
yes,
the one that's squashing it.
Ain't he the one that he supposed to have slept with both of the friends or something, or he was supposed to fuck with Jocelyn,
yeah.
Or he lied on
yeah.
her or something and said he fucked with her.
But they found out that she was lying. Stevie J found out she was lying about that. Because Carly Rae was lying. She lied when she said it. But now tell me why you would compare me to Benzino, dog. What you see that I don't see?
Honestly, Benzino's a jackass. He thinks he's right about everything.
Hey, shut up.
He thinks he's right about everything. Yeah, that's pretty much you. I mean, some of the
shit.
No, and then he gives great advice, but then he makes some of the dumbest damn mistakes. Carly Red, really? You knew that this bitch wasn't about the right, and you still fuck with it.
Well, who would Wick be, dog?
Mama D.
Not Mama D. Why Mama D, dog?
Because Mama D been a well of her own. And sometimes I think Wick be the world of his.
Yeah, he don't even know who the Mama D is.
I don't even look at the show. Never seen it.
You ain't never ever seen it?
Never ever seen it.
Man, it's a good ass fucking show, man. Good ass show. You know what I'm saying?
I'm just
also, since we're talking about shows, I got to let everybody know, True Blood premiered on Sunday. How many of y'all watch True Blood? Don't nobody watch True Blood neither.
No.
All
right, that used to be my
God.
Shit.
Damn. Fuck y'all be watching.
I don't watch TV like
that. I heard Bill stab Snooki, though. I mean, Snooki just stabbed Bill with a stake.
She did. He didn't even die.
Bill
just transformed. Bill is a motherfucker now. Bill can't die.
Oh, man.
Did you catch True Blood, dog?
Nah. But the part that's killing me is that he just said we sound like a soap opera. But, I mean, that's reality TV. And what y'all talking about is really is a soap opera. And he, Bill stabbed, Snooki stabbed Bill. Really?
That's kind
she
of
did.
She did, though.
All right, dog, you watch True Blood. Let's do the exact same thing. Even though they don't watch True Blood, I do. You do.
I've seen it. I've watched
Who would Janine be in True Blood?
You talking to me?
Come on, dog. Yeah, great minds think alike. What you compare her to?
Compare who?
True Blood. What character would you name be in True Blood? See if we think alike.
I'm gonna say Eric now.
Damn. Yeah. Okay. All right. We got Pam. Who you got, Doc?
Eric is the blonde head one, right?
Yeah, right.
The chick that owns.
That's what
the
I would say. I would say Pam too. All right, Lucas though, who would she be?
I have no idea. Never seen the show.
All right,
damn. You don't watch TV.
No, I don't. Nope, I don't.
So why would I be? Who did y'all say? Pam? Who?
Pam.
Pam don't take no shit.
You know what? But no, and not only that, from the show that I've seen, she's really loyal to Eric. And you say
she
like
don't,
this,
she, that's right. She support her
you
motherfucking
say,
man.
If you with somebody, you gonna support them. And she's like, I don't give a fuck. I imagine. I don't give a fuck. He just at his times she be looking like I could choke the fuck out of you, but. Can't no other motherfucker say shit about him. Motherfucker say something about him. She would be ready to pull that fucking. She
you
be talking
about
Janine? Yeah. Now you Tara. You would be Tara.
Tara?
Yeah, she would
who
be Tara.
Be Tara? Who?
Why? Who is this? What is her Tara?
I don't know, man. I don't think she would be Tara, dog.
Man, Tara's a little firecracker, man. She like, she just beats her own drum, no matter what they body say. I mean, she just beats her own drum. All
right, Wick, Liquor Store.
Mm-hmm.
Who she gonna be, dog?
Thank you. The one that used to mess with Jason's friend. The one that Bill turned.
Jessica.
Jessica.
The little redhead chick.
The little redhead one.
And why? Why?
Watch the
show.
You say watch the show?
Yeah.
We gonna make you watch the show.
I think she'll be more Jessica than
I think she's more like Sookie.
Sookie?
I think she's more like Sookie, man. She want all the men to fight over
her.
Anybody want a piece of Sookie?
No, that's Janine. That's my honey. That's Janine all day.
No, that is not me. I don't want
you might
to
not
fight over me. I don't want to fight. They just do.
I'm about to say, you might not want it, but, yeah, that's her. That's Janine. Janine has said it time and time and time again on this show.
She got the vampires fighting for, the werewolves fighting for, the fairies fighting
for. You know what I'm
saying? Fairies fighting for.
For everybody fighting for. Look at
you. She went out to get the mail and motherfucking stop traffic. That's Janine right there.
Okay.
All right, dog. Let's flip it, dog. Who would Wick be, dog? I already know.
Lafayette,
that's the same thing I was going to say.
Wow.
How about we do a show for y'all watch?
That's
what
we're
going to
Wow.
Not just because he's the gay dude on the show, dog. Not just because he's the gay dude.
Who would Cass be? Cass would be Jason.
Nah. He'd be LC.
LC? Nah, I think more Jason. First couple of the season, you know, Jason was war
who,
everywhere.
Yeah, he was a hoe. Jason was a hoe the first couple of seasons.
Yeah, first of them, that's why I said Cass.
Cass
would
be apparently, you're a whore.
Yeah, well, it'd be all right. Who was LC in there?
The wolf.
That dude's pretty cool. I could deal with that. Let's see, who would Tama be? I would have to say, what's the dude that owned the bar?
The bar, yeah.
Sam.
Sam.
Yeah. Is that the dude the shapeshifter or something?
Yeah.
Okay, I would probably say your character closely.
I still want to know why Lafayette. I'm still curious on that one.
I don't know, ho. What do y'all think that, bitch?
Whatever, bitch. Bitch, please.
Yeah, that's his line. Bitch, please. So, but why
I thought I would be more
bitch?
Like Eric. I'm more of an Eric type. The strong, manly motherfucker.
Come on,
nah.
Why don't you just say it?
Nah.
Why don't you just say it? Okay, you, motherfucking, you are the image of Christ. Why don't you just go ahead and say it? Because let you tell it, you are perfect.
That's right. That's why I would compare myself to Eric. Eric don't take no shit.
That's why you should have compared you to Lafayette.
That's you, bitch.
That's basically what you think. You think he's so good. Fuck
you, Lafayette, bitch. That's you, bitch. Bitch, please.
Man, so, okay, all right. So you said a show that you, we don't think you watch TV, so we have no idea what show you watch.
I watch Sons.
Watch who?
Sons. I think everybody watch Sons.
Oh, the Sons. All right, we could do the Sons then.
Everybody on here watch Sons.
We already know about the Sons, man.
Oh, y'all,
you already told us who we was. But all right, nigga, so we'll go down the line. Who, Janine?
Who
would she be in the Sun?
I mean, that's a no-brainer. That's
a
no-brainer. Everybody know who she would be.
Ah, well, then we must be going leaning toward Gemma on this one.
Oh yeah, Gemma all
the
way. Gemma all the way.
Oh, yeah, I would have to agree with that. I would have to agree with that.
Who
right,
is
Janine?
Gemma?
I mean,
who is Gemma? That's Jack's mama.
Gemma is
watch
Gemma
the show.
Is...
Now I know who Gemma is. Who is y'all saying is Gemma?
You.
I can see you picking up a skateboard and smacking the shit out of.
Gemma's a motherfucker. But hey, you gotta give it to her, boy. That motherfucker protect. Hey, she's a protector, boy.
She protects her family.
She
and
the club. That's her family.
That's her family right there. She goes to hell in high water, boy. She'd kill a bitch with a whisper car. All
right, nigga, so Wick. Who would Wick be in the Sons?
Who would Wick be? Let's see. Wick. You be Juice.
The snitch.
I'm not saying it for the snitch part. And he wasn't a real snitch. He was just a fake snitch. Well,
protecting
yeah,
the club.
He tried to kill himself. He was definitely. Right. Okay.
I think I'll be more the hot.
We already know who Tama is.
I didn't say that he did.
Simon is Clay, because your motherfucking
ass
is damn, you are right about everything. And you know what, Cass? I'm not even going to give you Jax. You know what I'm going to give you? I'm going to give you T.
He the
That's
cop, the
are.
Black cop.
Nah,
he's
T.
He who? Pig?
Yep.
He called him Pig.
He was motherfucking, that motherfucker is crazy. That nigga is like shit. You know what I'm saying? That's the go-to guy. And Cass, you done had an attitude before. And shit, I don't think that motherfucker would really want to be confronted by you.
I don't know. Tig don't think before he act. He just reacts.
Well,
that's weak to me. Tig is weak to me. do what he wanna do.
Better bitch, y'all get Tig, I get Clay, the conniving, sneaky motherfucker,
the dictator.
And I only say Cass is Jax because, not just because, the ladies love him.
Yeah, because bitches love Jax.
But he's always torn. You know what I mean? About he actually has a conscience in regards to the things that he do. You know, he thinks about what he should and shouldn't do. You know what I mean?
Okay, good point.
Even though he's pulled into certain situations, he handles it the best he can. You know what I mean?
That motherfucker ain't Jax. That motherfucker Bobby.
Bobby Elder.
All right, I'll go down the list. Who we starting with? All right, I'm going to start with Wick. Wick, you would be, I would agree with Janine, you'd be the Tig motherfucker, you don't think. Janine, you got to be my Gemma.
Mm-hmm.
Liquor Store. You'd be Opie's wife. You got caught up in the crossfire.
No, I'll be therapy. You better y'all just come for a therapy.
Well, you'd be Opie's wife.
The new wife.
I'm saying she got caught up because she was loyal to Opie.
Oh, you talking about the first wife. You forgot he got married.
Right, the first wife.
Look, I'm thinking about the second wife. I thought you
thought
about she a stripper.
Oh, hey, my first wife. The one that got smoked.
My lawyer. So I killed you. My bad.
Damn, Wick, that's
my stuff.
I
thought
it was
my bag.
Put a bullet in my head.
And my man, right. you still be Bobby to me, dog.
Oh, why Bobby? God. Why Bobby?
He be Bobby, man.
Why Bobby?
Why Bobby?
Yeah, why Bobby?
Because he Bobby loyal. He put the club first. That motherfucker put the show first.
Okay.
So those are my picks, and I'm sticking with them. Just call me Clay. Hey, you know, Clay down. You know, Bobby down for Clay. Save my life. The club is gonna kill.
Who's next? Do we go?
No,
I agree with everyone, but it's all the same. I agree with all y'all. Yep. We got Jimmer. We got Clay. Except for, well, since Father Time explained it more better, yeah, Cass, you Bobby.
Okay,
so
okay.
I give you what's his name? Jack's wife, Tara.
Tara?
Yeah.
I take Tara.
I give you Tara.
Okay, why Tara? That's the first time her name came up.
Because if she was with her, if she's with her Jax, she's gonna be down for her Jax, her family. Not the club, she's more the family, not the club, but the family.
All right.
And you, Clay, of course.
The sneaky conniving motherfucker. I'm not sneaky or conniving.
You just think you're right all the time.
Right. I'm looking at, you know what I'm saying? I'm looking for what's best for the show. If I got to cut motherfuckers off the show, that's what I got to do.
But you know what, dog? It's not the fact that you sneaked your conniving, but Clay, and you know what? You just said the perfect thing. But sometimes Clay don't see the bigger picture. Clay see what he want to see. And in regards to seeing what you want to see, you kind of overlook things that you need to see.
But you know, though, Clay has so many secrets. I mean, so many secrets that he was covering his own ass all the time. That's why I think Clay did a lot of what he did, because, you know what I'm saying, if Jack found out about his dad and, you know what I'm saying, all the other shit that Clay was into, you know what I'm saying, that's why Clay is the way Clay is.
Clay was just into too much shit.
Right. He had a hand in
Clay
everything.
All Clay wanted was the show to be better. That's all I want. That means I gotta sabotage some microphones or some shit like that to make the show go better. That's what I'm gonna do.
Sabotage the microphones, you silly.
I gotta do what I gotta do for the show.
We didn't get Kevin's picks, did we?
Nah, he ain't gave his picks. I'm gonna be somebody dead though. Cause I gave him
bottom. Didn't know.
So I'm already out the episode.
They
killed me in the first season.
You the prospect.
Damn.
He the
prospect.
I'm a prospect, dog. That's all I am is a prospect.
The one that got his left nut blew off.
Oh, I forgot, that was my boy there.
Well, Dad, I could have gave you the motherfucker that ain't got no hands, but I didn't.
At least you got jacking off.
That's you, the one to jack off all the time. I forgot all about him.
Yeah, I forgot about him.
Oh,
that's what you
fountain dude.
Yeah, he cut his hands off.
Oh, okay,
I'm Clay.
Yeah,
I got to at least have a patch. He ain't even got a patch. At least give me somebody that's got a patch.
He did have a patch. It said prospect on it.
No, he ain't no prospect.
No. What Nick in?
No, he just helped Jim around. He just helped Jim out around the office. He ain't got no patch. He ain't even a prospect. At least give me a motherfucker that's in the club.
You play all day long, man. Your intents are good, and I mean, yeah, you do whatever you feel is right for the show, but like I said, sometimes you just kind of like keep a closed mind about things.
Hey, I can take Clay. I just hope I don't get killed this season. Everybody after me.
I don't know, Wick. You like a mixture. You're a mixture between Tig and Opie. It's like I really can't say which one. You got the loyalty of Opie, but you got the fucking attitude of Tig. It's like a lot of times you do shit you just don't think. So give me a second. Let me come back to you. I'll decide which one.
Well, technically, Tig is the other dude. Mr. Charlie is Tig. Mr. Charlie will be Tig.
You know what?
I don't think before he act.
You're absolutely right. So I will have to.
That's
play
the real Tig.
Like I said, come on. You Jimma all day long. That motherfucker is... No, Tara is like, what do I do? Jimma's like, no, bitch, this is what you gonna do. You know, it's like, Tara like waits on things to happen to react. Gemma makes it happen. It's like Gemma ain't waiting on shit.
I missed some. Who is Gemma? Who you say Gemma was?
Jimmy, that's the mama.
I know who Gemma is. I'm talking about which one of us. I missed
Janine.
What you said. Oh, okay.
Everybody picked
Janine
for Gemma.
did you say somebody for me? Because I have to click out for a second.
No, I haven't got to you yet.
Oh, okay.
I guess I would have to go with Tara for you, because Tara is, I mean, she's a nice girl. She got that little streak to her. But then Tara don't listen to a lot of shit neither, because she thinks she's right about every damn thing.
Oh,
all right. I'm not up, man. How much time we got left?
About 4 minutes.
All right, so let's go with Good Times. Everybody watch Good Times.
What?
Now, as far as Good Times go, Liquor Store, you Florida. You be my Florida. Janine, you already know who you is. You a loner. That motherfucker just don't never stop talking. Always starting shit. Wick, you like Bookman. You be my Bookman on the show. And dog, you know you JJ all day.
Now who the fuck you supposed to be, James?
I know.
I'm James, goddammit.
Oh wow.
I run shit. My word is law, baby.
More like
I think you and Wick mixed up. You more like Bookman.
Yeah, you the motherfucking handyman in real life.
Yeah, but Bookman never do what the fuck he was doing, pretty much like you.
Goddamn, come fix my toilet, goddamn it, Bookman.
I'm not sure we could go with Good Times. God damn.
Those are my characters.
Good Times.
I'm done.
All right, Clay, you doing it again.
Damn.
You doing it again.
Well, shit, ain't no Cosby characters on the show.
Nah.
I had to go with a black show. It's the only black show I know. Facts of
Martin.
Life.
What about Martin?
Oh, Martin. Okay. Wick, you Tommy. You ain't
no.
Got no damn job.
Nah, we all know who. We all know who Tommy is.
I got the draws. Yeah, that would be Kay.
That's my favorite part of that too, man. Hey, if y'all ever go on YouTube, just check that part out, man. Check out the motherfucking bailiff in the back. The bailiff be in the background dancing his ass off. I got them drawn, dog. The bailiff be going hard back there. All right, y'all. With the show coming to an end, and I like to really say that I'm really glad I got on the show today. I actually was kind of hesitant to get on the show today, but once again, my Sin City family has uplifted my spirits.
That's what's up. That's what the show all about. The show is all about forgetting your problems for an hour and a half. Or 2 hours is where we be going. And just have some fun with it. And that's Clay talking. I'm changing my name to Clay. From now on, I'm Clay. That's my new moniker, Clay.
I bet your ass won't wear that motherfucking Sin City vest, though.
No, that motherfucker retired. I got that bitch hanging on the wall. That motherfucker is retired.
I'll never forget my experience.
What's your cut, man?
Huh?
I said, where your cut?
I don't wear that no more, man. I retired it.
I believe I'm pretty.
The motherfucker
sure
set me straight. Set me straight.
All right, well,
motherfucker,
they'd
be spooked.
I'm pretty sure they did.
Hey, man, I was actually scared. I ain't gonna even lie up front and say I wasn't. I was actually fucking scared. But you know, my wife was there. I couldn't punk out. I wanted to, but I just couldn't. You know, I can't punk in front of my wife. You know, if they'd called me by myself, it might have been a different story. But you know, my wife was there. You know, I got to stand up. And I ain't taking my shit. I ain't taking my colors off. Where the back door at, man?
All right, y'all. We gotta get out of here. Look, so you got any last words? Hello?
Yes. You know I enjoy myself. I always do. I will be back tomorrow night, Sin City, baby.
Okay, okay. That's what's up. That's what's up, Janine. Any last words, baby?
Yes. I really enjoyed myself. Even though I've been sitting here in pain, I have enjoyed the time talking with you all. I have sunburn on my back. And it hurts like hell.
Damn, you outside?
Sunburn?
You went to the beach?
Right. How'd you get sunburn?
I had on a little tank top when I went out of town on Saturday, and now my skin is all irritated on my back.
And where'd you go, to Florida?
No, I was just in Ohio.
Yeah, it must be hot in the motherfucking Ohio.
Right. Okay.
It was just the sun beam, and I guess it just irritated my skin, I guess.
Quick, you got any last words, man?
Another great show. Catch y'all tomorrow.
All right, all right. Clay?
Thank everybody for calling. Thank everybody for listening to us on the internet. SinCityRadio.net. Get up on the love of hip hop.
And we're out.
And Candy Crush.